You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. As the robins return to central Illinois for spring, so do the amateur artists to the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. The 94th annual amateur competition and exhibition is currently on view. According to curator Reese Lovell, this is the longest-running amateur show in the state of Illinois. He says one of the things that the show does so effectively is it builds community.
You know, brings the community together, and right now, boy, do we need that. We're still a little bit stymied by COVID. We won't be able to have our awards ceremony in person, which is a bummer. I mean, that's always been a highlight for people in the past. Yes.
Perhaps Facebook Live, would that be able to fill the gap?
There will be a virtual awards ceremony video put together. And the exhibition itself will be open to the public. The Art Center is currently open, observing our regular hours, so people can come in anytime. I'm right in the middle of putting the finishing touches on the amateur show. It was not the first show that I hung here, although it was a little bit of trial by fire, because we have three shows opening right now. A wonderful exhibition by an artist named Natalie Jackson.
That's in the Dolan Gallery, right?
That's in the Dolan Gallery. In the Armstrong, we have our instructor's work. We're showing our instructor's work. You know, down in the basement of the Art Center, there are classes always going on, even now during COVID, and we've decided to showcase our instructor's work. So that's in the Armstrong. And then the amateur show, which has about 135 pieces.
Well, you have a lot of works that are going up on the walls. Who is your exhibition judge?
A gentleman named Ian Carey, who used to work for the McLean County Arts Center. He just started a position at Indiana State as their new curator. He juried all of the submissions online, took a look at all of them online, and then came in person just this past Sunday to give the awards. The Merwin Award and the Ashley Ritter, and we award a first and second place prize in all of the media. So we've got painting, we got sculpture, graphics, photography, and new media. The Armstrong Gallery is very full right now. It is packed to the gills. I've put up walls to accommodate all the work, but I think when people stop in to see it, they'll be very, very pleased with the level of talent in our community.
Were you blown away by certain pieces?
Yes, I was. I really was. I think with some of these artists, and we've got, you know, different classes. We have high school students submitting, and I should also mention this is the last year for Beth Ager, who is the art teacher at Hayworth High School. She will be retiring, and she's always submitted a lot of her students' pieces. Anyway, we've got high school, we've got university, and then we have adult. And in all of those classes, you'll find some outstanding work. Among them, I think you're seeing some really emerging talent, you know, people to watch out for who are going to come into their own very, very soon.
I'm really curious, Reese, since you recently started at the McLean County Arts Center, you're selecting where the art's going to go and how they're going to be interacting with each other. And when you've got something that's so varied, like an amateur show, it doesn't have a one theme that's really being pulled through it. That seems like it's extra challenging to decide where to put things. Are you grouping things by theme?
I'm looking at subject. I'm also looking at color, at line. I've dedicated one whole wall to black and white. So I've put all of those pieces together. We have some pieces that are obviously commenting on COVID. There's two that immediately come to mind. One is in the amateur show, and one is one of our instructors' works. There's a piece in the amateur show called COVID Dreaming, which is an interior. It's a painting. Looks like a home, maybe on the water, looking out over the water. The big glass window, and there are no people in it, interestingly, but there are scattered toys on the floor. It's just it's an empty room that you know is occupied, but the people aren't there. And then the other piece is a sculpture. Well, it's actually mixed media. It's cloth and yarn, and it's called Coronavirus 1 and 2. It's two different pieces, and her inspiration for these pieces are microscopic photographs of the actual coronavirus. So she has these yellow spheroids that are made out of yarn, sort of nestled in some blue, somewhat iridescent fabric. It really mimics the picture. So you're sort of seeing a microscopic image of the virus blown up probably 10,000 times.
And that's as close as I want to get to the virus.
Yeah, no kidding. Definitely wear your mask as you're approaching this piece.
That's Reese Lovell, curator at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, currently showing the 94th Annual Amateur Competition and Exhibition. I'm Laura Kennedy.